But he's an engaging fella. He's always got a smile on his face. So you can tell by the way he trains that he absolutely loves the game of football. And when he does play, everybody will see that enthusiasm and that joy that he has for the game of football. That'll come through very, very quickly, and people will be excited by that. He's got great end product as well from the little time we've seen him in close quarters. He's produced moments that we're really pleased about, and always felt that he would be able to do that. We've seen him play for some of the top clubs in Europe, and he's produced moments that we've seen on the training ground this week. So we know what we've got. We need to use him in the right manner at the right times, and get the best out of him, and give him the ball when he needs it to enable him to have the best impact for us. But I think everybody is really excited by what could be ahead for us with Shaq in the squad.
Nice when you said that it's a pleasure when you take the training or you watch the training with the group of players that you've got there. That must be, you know, a real confidence booster with what you're working with.
Yeah, it's a great level at the moment, and sometimes when you see them working and you see the accuracy and the technique on display and the power and the understanding of the game, the game intelligence we show on a daily basis, that's really encouraging, because we're talking about fine margins in a Premier League level, and you've heard me talk about game changers in the past, that you need them at Premier League level when maybe things are going a little bit against you, or you just can't find a way to break down teams. Then you need individuals to come to the fore and maybe unpick the lock and win games for you. And we've got any number of those type of players in the building now.
As a manager and your coaching staff as well have been together a long time, have you had to change your methods, your style with the players that you brought in, or you carry on as normal?
No, not really. I think the way we work and the demands that myself and the guys obviously demand of the players, it's always high standards. I'm after quality, I'm not after quantity. I think it's about making sure the guys are ready and fit and able and fresh more than anything to go at the weekend, so that they're able to show the abilities that they have. And the quality of work that we ask for, it doesn't have to be huge amounts, but when I get it, then I'm more than happy. And I think good players are encouraged by playing with good players, and that's when the level raises, because enthusiasm levels are high, because they enjoy playing with good players. And when the standards are set and the behaviour of the group is high, then everybody goes to a different level, and I think that's what we're seeing at the moment.